Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Christmas. Turn that track up for me. I'm Pastor Alvin Frugier. You are at the Presence in Owosso. Hallelujah. Welcome. God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. We remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Come on, clap like this. Come on. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Here we go. Woo! Merry Christmas, everyone. Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Yeah. Oh, man. Welcome, everybody. Look at somebody and just say, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Well, we're only just a 9 days away from Christmas, right? Yeah. You know, I want to talk to you about something. I want to talk to you about the importance of making sure your children understand the whole Jesus story. Yeah. You know, because when Jesus was born, that's just the beginning of the story, right? Talk to me, church. That's just your children need to be able to, you know, connect the dots, right? So from the manger to the cross, from the cross to the grave, from the grave, right, to the risen Savior, our victory, right? So children need to be able to connect the dots. So y'all remember that song, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High? You know, you came from heaven to earth, right? There's the manger. To show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, they need to be able to connect the dots. Let me share a story. Let me share a story that will help to drive home this point. So a few weeks ago, my wife, Sonola, was doing our granddaughter Layla's hair. And now Layla is 7 years old. We have 10 grandchildren, by the way, and one on the way. Whee! And so Layla is 7, and Layla has been here before. Y'all don't know what that means. That means some of the things that she comes up with is just, right? And so the first thing I'm going to tell you is that Layla getting her hair done is like a major dramatic production. I mean, because Layla does not, I repeat, Layla does not like getting her hair done dead. Y'all didn't hear me up in here, yes, sir. Layla does not. Layla, she goes to DEFCON 5 just at the sight of a comb. When she sees a comb, ah. So now Gigi, that's what they call Sonola, you know, grandma, they call her Gigi. They call me Papaw, Papaw, Gigi. So Gigi is getting ready to start in on Layla's hair, right? And at first, all you hear are sniffles. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't be fooled by the sniffles. This is just the calm before the storm, right? So she's, Gigi, be gentle. Gigi, be gentle. That hurts, Gigi. Gigi, are you almost done? Gigi's like, girl, all I've done is take a rubber band out your hair. I ain't. But it hurts. It hurts. And like she's singing, it hurts. And from there, it like escalates to weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. I am tired. Ah! Ah, Gigi! It hurts! Ow! Gigi, ow! Gigi, ow! Gigi, Gigi, ow! Ow! Gigi, Gigi, ow! Ow! Gigi, Gigi, ow! Gigi, Gigi, ow! Ow! Gigi, Gigi, ow! Ow! Gigi, ow! She's a, ah! Right in the... And right in the midst of that drama, Gigi decides to use this as a teachable moment. Gigi says, Layla, Layla, maybe you should ask Jesus to help you. And without missing a whimper, Layla says, Jesus can't help me. Gigi's like, what do you mean, Layla? What do you mean Jesus can't help you? And Layla decides to drop some knowledge on Gigi. Jesus can't help me because he's dead. Jesus is dead. He died on the cross. Gigi said, Layla, baby, didn't nobody tell you the rest of the story? Well, obviously, Layla hadn't connected all the dots. He came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth. Here's the moral of the story, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure your children understand that Christmas Jesus is also resurrection Jesus. Can I get an amen? Come on, put those hands together. Are you ready to have a good time tonight? I said, are you ready to have a good time tonight? Buckle up. I'm telling you, we're going to have an awesome time. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe you. Maybe something funny will happen to you on your way to Christmas. Are you ready? All right, here we go.
Baby, we have got to talk about all this Christmas shopping you're doing.
Oh, just go put those in your office, please.
Office? Baby, I no longer have an office.
Oh, you're so funny. Baby, are you sure those won't fit in your office? Because the rest can go in the family room.
Baby, we've got gifts all over the house. I've got them in the fridge. I've got them in the bathroom. We've got gifts in the swimming pool. Wait, we have a family room?
Yes, silly.
We need to have a little talk.
Okay, but I need you to make it quick, because I have got to get these UGG slippers ordered in chestnut brown, and I cannot find them anywhere online, so hurry up.
What happened to us only spending $100 per child this Christmas?
I haven't gone over $100 for each kid. Per gift?
Per gift?
Oh, baby, you really didn't expect me to just spend $100 on each kid. We have teenagers. Do you know how much things cost these days?
Well, I didn't expect you to add a zero to it.
I know, I know. I kind of went overboard this year.
Kind of? Baby, we've got gifts in the swimming pool right now.
It is really not that bad. But listen, you know that when I was a little girl, we didn't have gifts under the tree at all. Like, Mom would do the best she could with us and try to make us little dresses for church and maybe put a candy or something in our stocking, but that was it. Like, our Christmas just consisted of, you know, praying and having a little dinner that she'd work hard making, and then we'd read the Christmas story together, and that was it. That was all. Like, I just want to give our kids everything we didn't have growing up.
I get it, baby, but don't you think it's better to give them what we did have growing up, or what you did have growing up?
Yeah.
Even though your parents were poor materially, they still gave you and your sisters a strong sense of family, and they showed you the importance of having a strong Christian faith, and they also taught you about the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
Besides, what good are all these gifts if our children are poor in spirit?
Yeah, you're right. Well, maybe this year we can just start some new family traditions.
Yeah? Perfect. In that case, I'll gather the family together, we'll read a Christmas story,
okay,
and then we'll all pray together.
That sounds perfect, baby.
But there's going to be no dresses for Jude and Leo. You're not making them this year.
I don't think you have to worry about that. You've never seen me anywhere near a sewing machine. And obviously, I am much better at buying it than making it. Do you want me to return everything, though?
No, don't return anything. Just don't buy anything else.
Okay, thank God. I really didn't want to have to return all of this. I'm just so excited to get it all wrapped and ready and, you know, start the new tradition, the prayer and all that stuff too.
Yeah, you know, for a second I thought I had actually gotten through to you.
Oh, you did. You did. Now, just go away so I can get this last gift ordered.
Last gift?
Remember, this one was in the process of being bought before we had this long, deep talk. It's okay. I found them for under $100. It's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas. I love you.
What is this?
Grandfathered in, baby. Those are grandfathered in, too.
Thank you. perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold, you're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. Your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt, there's grace for wrong. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way, hey, our open. To hear heaven from earth below. Your defender, yeah, when judgment calls, we protected by your blood. So come what may, your word. That we're in.
Well, good evening, everyone. Well, now is your time, your opportunity to sing. How many of you like to sing? All right, don't worry. I'm not going to bring anybody up on stage. We're going to help you. Come on, let's sing a little bit of joy to the world. Here we go.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Come on, hear me.
Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing.
The second verse, he rules the world. I've heard on high. Come on, let's try that. Here we go.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the
the second verse? They're going to make me do it by myself.
Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say, what may these tidings be which inspire your heavenly song?
Here we go.
Come on, say.
A little baby is born on a historic night. A precious gift was born in Bethlehem in the person of Christ. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, firstborn of the Virgin Mary, the promised Messiah, God the Son. He came to save the world, irrelevant its race, creed, or color. Incredible is his sacrificial love that gives us freedom from bondage, the infinite love of the everlasting Father. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. We are charged to love as he loves, extending forgiveness, covering the faults of our loved ones. Heeding a reproached population, he came to restore man's relationship with God, destroying the enemy's plan to separate God from his masterful creation. God chose to empty himself from divinity, veiling his glory in flesh to become a servant through immaculate conception. Humbling himself, taking on the likeness of man, spreading the gospel of truth, then dying a sinner's death to save this nation. Jesus, he came for you. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Through the given Son, his grace abounds, giving us access to our Father in heaven through faith and transition, by transformation and reconciliation. From darkness to light, from turmoil to peace, from reproach to forgiveness, from the wilderness to the promise. And that promise is our home in Christ, our Redeemer. For this he was born. Are we willing to lay down our plan, dying to self, giving holy unto God, the price, compelling men to come to the one and only path to the Father? We are to celebrate life eternal, calling home the world to the one called love. Spreading the gospel and revelation of his name. For there is no other name by which man can be saved. This promise, this gift of salvation is our home. Jesus, he was born for you.
So, what does everybody want for Christmas?
Well,
I'll go first. I want that new pink Lululemon skirt. It is so cute. And I want those new Nike Blazer shoes. I just have to have a pair of those.
Nike Blazers? Aren't those shoes like $200 a pair?
I don't know. Who cares? My daddy will get them for the little princess.
Shoot, for $200, my parents can buy a Christmas tree, decorations, presents for all us 5 kids, Christmas dinner, and dessert, and still have change left over. What about you, Jamal? Anything you want for Christmas?
No.
Okay.
Well, as I was trying to say, I really want the new Spider-Man 2 game. My dad said I could get it if I bring my grades up, but it's not looking good. I might need to play the new Spider-Man 2 game at your house, Trevor. Trevor, did you hear me?
Huh? What?
I might need to play the new Spider-Man 2 game at your house if I don't bring my grades up.
Spider-Man 2? I don't have that game.
Blake, Trevor doesn't play video games. Can't you see? He's a bookworm.
What are you reading anyway, Trevor?
Well, it's a youth devotional for my church.
What's a devotional?
Oh, I know. It's a set of secret rules for youth who go to church. I don't like rules, which is why I don't go to church.
It's not really.
No church for me. The last thing I need is more rules. I'm barely passing school. I don't want to flunk out of church, too.
Blake, you need church to help you with that warped mind of yours. I go to church. It's not about rules.
Yeah, it's not really about rules at all.
Monet, you go to church?
Yep. Every Sunday, my mom makes us go. I don't mind, though. It's pretty cool. What about you, Jamal? Do you go to church?
No.
Why did I even ask?
Monet, do you go to one of those churches where people scream at the top of their lungs, "Whoa!" And then their eyes roll back in their head, and then they black out and faint?
You saw that new Exorcist movie, didn't you?
Yeah. I haven't slept in a week, though.
I saw that movie. It was hilarious. What? Jamal, you saw Exorcist, right?
No.
Not surprised.
Hey, Trevor, what do you want for Christmas?
I don't really want anything for Christmas.
Really? That's what Christmas is all about, bro. Getting the stuff you want from your parents. It's open season.
Yeah, it's the one time of the year where your parents actually want to give you stuff. I just love Christmas.
You guys really need prayer, seriously.
Well, my big sister, she's actually been struggling with depression for a while, and I want her to be okay. My parents aren't doing so good either. They don't think I notice, but I do. I just want them to love each other again. And it's okay to get gifts and games for Christmas, but that's not what Christmas is all about. It's about Jesus giving his life so that we can live in a perfect world, even if it's crazy like this world. And church is definitely not about rules and exorcisms.
Yeah, Blake.
Jesus is the greatest gift anyone could ever receive, and I've already received him, so I'm good. I just want the people I really love to know him too.
I want to be good, because I've got issues.
Heather, why don't you come to church with me Wednesday night?
Okay, sure.
Could I come? Because I've got issues too. Hey, do you think Jesus could help me with my grades?
Blake, Jesus ain't gonna help you with your grades if you don't study. Hey, Trevor, I'll come too. I've got issues too, but they ain't nowhere near as bad as yours. But I got some.
Jamal, you want to come to church with me Wednesday night?
Now, why are you going to go ask him? You know he's going to say,
yep.
Wait, what? Did he say yep?
Great. I go to the Presence on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, 76th Street. They usually have pizza and pop for the youth.
Pizza? I like your church already.
And on that note, I'm going to class. See you on Wednesday night.
Wait, what do I wear? Do I need to go shopping?
Really, Heather?
School clothes are fine. Hey, see you guys Wednesday night. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yup.
Love it. Sup? Merry Christmas. How y'all doing?
I want to introduce you to my friend, Gus. Gus? Yeah. Gus is a little hungry. Gus likes sweets, which is what I want to talk to y'all about. All right, so I went online, and I found a list of the top, how many of y'all like Christmas dessert? Christmas pie? Turn on the lights. Turn up the lights on the house. Yeah, I got to see. All right, yeah, there we go. Yeah. How many of y'all like Christmas desserts, Christmas pies? All right, so I went online to find the top five Christmas pies. Ladies and gentlemen, I have in my hand, according to this particular ranking, the top five Christmas pies. Are you ready? Number five is sweet potato pie. Anybody in here like sweet potato pie? Oh, all the black people raised their hand. Lord have mercy. We in trouble. That's sweet potato pie is one of my favorite. I mean, it's good. Now, listen, I'm just going to tell you, I don't eat anybody's sweet potato pie. I just, you know, everybody can't make it. Look, it's got to be the right color. It's got to that right consistency, and that crust got to be just the right brown. You know, look, if your sweet potato pie looking all pale, like a gray color, that may not be your ministry. I'm just saying. Now, listen, I'm glad sweet potato pie is number five in the top five. Okay, yeah, that's good. But what other four are better than sweet potato pie? That's what I wanted to know, which gets me to number four. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a problem. I don't know who was on this committee, but number four is mincemeat pie. So we putting meat in dessert now? All right, listen, anybody in here have ever eaten mincemeat pie? Let me see your hand. Nobody? Nobody is ever in here. Okay, so we are all got sense. Okay, good. All right. Here's did anybody know what's in mincemeat pie? Okay, here it is. It's dried fruit. Yay. Spices and something called suet. S-U-E-T. I had to click on, you know, on you can go and you can click on the pronunciation of something, and the person said suet. Don't sound like a cowboy trying to say sweat. You got a lot of suet. Suet. Look at somebody just say suet. Yeah. You know what that is? That is the fat that surrounds the kidneys of the cow. It's not even meat. It's fat. They ought to call it minced fat pie. I don't know. Okay, so we already know that sweet potato pie should at least been number four. Yeah, are you ready for number three? All right, here we go. Number three is all right. It's all right. It's a good one. All right. Pecan pie. Who likes pecan pie? All right. Okay. All right. Now, is there anybody in here who says pecan? Because I will pray for you right now. Pecan. It's pecan pie. Pecan pie is good. You warm that thing up, put on. Yeah. That's good. Pecan pie. All right. Number four is good as well. Because I love me some, number two, apple pie. Who likes apple pie? Yeah, apple pie. I like to put that thing, I like to put it in a bowl, you know, and I'll put it in the microwave just for a little bit, let it get a little warm, and then put some ice cream on top of that. Woo! That's some good stuff. All right, so we got sweet potato pie, number five, we got mincemeat, boo! Number four, we got pecan pie, number three, and apple pie, number two, which brings me to number one. And I have to tell you that it took me a week to kind of get over this. I'm just, you know, number one was pumpkin pie. Really? Really? How many of y'all like pumpkin pie? See, all the white people, raise their hand again. Wait. Y'all know. Y'all know. What? One black person, right? Ron, I need to talk to you after service. Y'all know black people do sweet potato and white people do pumpkin. That's just, no, it's not really that. Not really. Yes, it is. All right. But really, number one, come on. Can y'all leave the pumpkins in November? I mean, come on, why y'all got to get Thanksgiving and Christmas? All right, okay, at the count of three, everybody just yell out your favorite Christmas dessert. One, two, three. Listen, if I hear pumpkin pie behind this screen one more time. All right. Okay, here. All right, here we go. Let's do it. One more time. One, two, three.
Sweet potato pie.
Oh, yeah. Sweet potato pie wins it. I heard that. All right. Oh, listen, whatever you have during the holidays, enjoy it. Enjoy it. How many of you bake? You bake pies or just buy them? Yeah, buy them. All right. Well, listen, I want to introduce someone to the stage. You've seen her already. Yara is going to come and dance for us again. Yara and her family, her husband and her husband's mom and dad, moved here from Puerto Rico a few years ago, and God just sent them to our church. And so would you put your hands together for Yara as she comes to dance to Lion?
silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly.
Heavenly peace.
Thank you.
Three times already, we don't wrap gifts here. You're just going to have to do it yourself. You know, you got 2 days before Christmas. I know that you can do it. Sir, you just throw it in a bag. Paper, plastic, it doesn't matter. Slap a bow on that. It'll be fine. She'll appreciate it, sir. All right? And you have a Merry Christmas. Next!
Yes! Oh, my God. This party is going to be lit. Lit like a Christmas tree.
Next!
Reggie, I'm going to have to call you back. It's my turn. Bye.
Welcome to the Avenue. How may I help you, ma'am?
Well, I got this gift card for $50, and I want to cash it in.
You want to what?
I want to get cash for this gift card.
Ma'am, that's not how gift cards work. You can buy anything in the store, but you don't get cash for a gift card.
So, you don't have the money in your register, right? I know you do, right?
Ma'am, again, that is not how these work. You can buy anything you want in the store for up to $50, but you don't get cash for a gift card. I mean, do you see the word cash written anywhere on that card? Anywhere?
Well, matter of fact, I do. Look, turn around. You see? K-I-S-A. Cash. Cash all day long.
Ma'am, that is spelled G-I-F-T. It is a gift card, not a cash card. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
You know, as a matter of fact, let me speak to your manager.
My what?
Your manager. You know, your supervisor. Get him at the back. Go get your supervisor right now. I demand right now.
Ma'am, there is no way that I'm going to call no manager or no supervisor up here to the customer service desk. Ain't happening. Besides, I don't need a supervisor to tell you you're not going to get cash for a gift card. You can buy anything in the store. No cash.
Well, you know what? What's the name of the store anyway? What?
You're in the Avenue.
The Avenue?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So you know what I'm going to do? I am going to walk around whatever this ratty store is, buy $50 worth of stuff, return it, and you will run me my cash with a K. You hear that?
You know, that sounds like a fantastic idea. Unfortunately for you, we only do store credit on a gift card purchase. But maybe when you're doing your shopping, all that shopping you're going to do, maybe you might buy yourself some cookies, and that might sweeten your disposition. And that's spelled D-I-S, position.
Well, you know what? I might buy one, two, or even a few, because, boo, you need some, too. You need to fix whatever you got going on in here.
Ma'am, after dealing with you, I would agree with you. Yes, I would. Uh-huh. Yes.
You know what? Let me get up out of the store before I lose my religion. You know,
Ma'am, it is too late for the both of us.
Whatever. Bye.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Bye, Felicia.
Next. Yeah. Welcome to the Avenue. How may I help you, sir?
Yeah, I bought this for my wife, but I think I got the wrong size.
You think you got the wrong size? But you're not sure, sir? Okay, well, let us see what you have. Sir, so you think you bought your wife a muumuu?
Yes.
And you think you got the wrong size? Sir, do you know how big your wife is?
Yeah, I went into a closet to check, and I didn't know exactly what size. I didn't know. I really wanted to, but that's a whole nother story. I think she's a schmedium.
A what?
A schmedium.
Sir, that's not even a size. That's not even a size, sir. And besides you obviously getting the wrong size, we do have another problem, sir.
What's that?
See this receipt? Target, you bought this at Target. You didn't purchase that. And you know what that means? That means you missed the target.
Oh, man.
And why you brought this in a Walmart bag, I'll never understand. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But you're going to have to take this back to Target to return it, sir.
Oh. Can't you just exchange it anyway?
Sir, this is the avenue. We do not carry Moomoos. I'm sorry. We don't carry that brand of garment. I cannot do a return on something. We just don't carry,
sir.
Tired
of all this Christmas shopping. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to get my wife something else.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get this to her, my mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. I know she'll fit it.
Okay, sir. You have a Merry Christmas. Next!
Yes, I bought this godforsaken toy for my grandchild, and I must return it at once.
Okay, is it broken? Is it defective or something?
I don't think I need to answer all those questions. I said I must return it.
Ma'am. Do you know what you have here?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yes.
Ma'am, this is the Krakatoa 200. Ma'am, this is like the toy of the season.
I do not care.
Ma'am.
It's annoying.
Ma'am, this is like the toy.
Oh, my gosh. That is why I'm returning this toy. That godforsaken noise. Oh.
Are you sure? I mean, kids. Kids really do like toys like this.
I must return it at once. Oh, my God. Please stop pushing that. I am going to call your manager.
I mean, have you...
Oh, what does
have
it
you
take to get good help around here
Have
anyway?
You seen the commercial, ma'am? Have you seen it? Krakatoa 200. Have a rip-roaring good day. Roar! Yeah.
Oh, I did not come here to see a song and dance. I need to return this toy.
Okay, ma'am. If that's really what you want, and this smile cannot persuade you, I will return it. Give me just a minute, and we'll get your account credited, okay? All right, so here is your receipt, ma'am.
It's
we have
time.
Credited your account, and to answer your question on how to get good service, ma'am, that's just be nice. Ma'am, one more thing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
She just doesn't understand, does she? You know, I'm going to call you Steve. It'll be fine. Ready? Krakatoa 200. Have a rip-roaring good day. All right. Now, shh. You sit right there. Be quiet. I got work to do. Next. Welcome to the Avenue, and I'm sorry you had to see that. How may I help you with your two beautiful children today?
Oh, well, thank you. I just need to return these.
All right. You want to return all of these items?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let's see what we got. We got some toys, and we have some clothes. Ma'am, are these gifts for your little ones?
I just need to return them.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. Is everything okay?
Well, I lost my job today. 20 years. I don't know what we're going to be able to do, and I can't afford these now. It's going to be hard as it is.
I understand, and I am really sorry to hear that. Give me a minute, and let me see what your receipt is, and we'll take care of you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So... It looks like you're due a refund of $157.23. Give me just a minute, and I will take care of that for you. Okay, here is your refund, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 20, 40, 50, 55, 56, 57, and 23 cents, okay?
Thank you. And you have a Merry Christmas.
You have a Merry Christmas also, ma'am, okay?
Yeah, we'll try. Come on, girls.
Ma'am, Ma'am, wait. Wait. I think you forgot something. Here. These are yours. You forgot these.
No. No, I didn't pay for them.
No, you didn't, but I did. And so you can take them, and you will take them, and you will have a Merry Christmas.
I don't understand. Why would you do this for me?
Ma'am, you saw what I've had to deal with, and it's been like that all day long. People trying to get cash for gift cards, bringing stuff in. They don't know where they bought it, but they're going to try and return it here. It's just ridiculousness. And here you are, probably one of the worst days of your life. And through all of that, you are the only one to have wished me a Merry Christmas. And so I want you to take these, and I want you and your family to have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I just don't know what to say.
Well, I should be the one thanking you. Because today you reminded me the reason of Christmas is really the joy of giving to others. And I hope that you allow me to give you the joy of giving this to you. And here's some money. It isn't very much, but it might be enough to buy you and your family a nice Christmas dinner.
Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
All right, all right. Come on, let's give a hand to all of our performers tonight. I want everyone who was part of the show to come on the stage. Come on the stage. Ah, great. We've got our dancers. We've got our youth skit. We've got Tim and Kelly. We've got our Griselda Tate. We've got our shopping people. Man, you don't get your wife a moo-moo for Christmas. Come on, let's give him one more hand. You all did an awesome job. Did an awesome job. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Christmas. We hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to do this one more time tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Go online and tell people you enjoyed the show. I hope you did. And hopefully we'll see you real soon here at the Presence. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Also, thank you to Chris Clayton there on the saxophone. He did an awesome job. And listen, turn right back there to all the people back there that doing the media. They did an awesome job. Thank you all so much. Come on, everybody. Take a bow. 1, 2, 3.